just about beating Trump. It is about transforming this country.
He Buttigieg a very close second.
We have been told by some that you must either be for a revolution or you are for the status quo. But where does that leave the rest of us?
Amy Klobuchar finishes third, way ahead of Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. They win no delegates. President Trump and the Justice Department say he had sentencing request for a former campaign advisor.
All four prosecutors on the Roger Stone case have withdrawn from that case. The U.S. Attorney's Office here in D.C. asked for 7 to 9 years. Then the Department of Justice said that is too harsh. They are calling for a, quote, far less sentence, but not giving a specific number.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
65 degrees already, and we're looking for maybe a record high of 80 after 81 yesterday. Is this February? It is February. The record goes back to 1922. Spotty showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm later on. Here we are, another Wednesday and another night where I'm going to be up early, like 11-ish, watching radar, maybe even earlier than that, all night long. With severe weather threat tonight, possibly strong to severe storms in the overnight hours. I don't think this is as powerful a storm system as the one last week, but still the threat of damaging wind gusts, and you can't rule out a tornado. Then the risk of rain till about lunchtime tomorrow, falling temperatures into the 50s by afternoon, overnight low 35 Thursday night, and only mid-50s on Friday, but you'll swear it's colder because of the wind. Right now this morning, already 65 at 9:03. Good morning.
How are good morning. You? Good morning. So let's say hypothetically, Rich, you're having a really bad day. What do you do to unwind?
What do I do to unwind? Yeah, I had a bad morning this morning, and I'm happy we have reached our destination here.
Saying like a favorite movie or show you put on to relax or music.
I'm going to go to the gym today. I'm going to walk. I'm going to have the headphones on. I'll be listening to some good jams. Yeah. Yeah, I'm an alternative rock guy.
Okay. Like some Stone Temple Pilots or something?
Oh, no. All the latest stuff.
Stuff. Oh,
You're like all the stuff that would be on the Gump right now and you know, Alt Nation, that kind of stuff.
Though they're mixing in dance music now. I'm like, that's not rock and roll.
No, see, I can't do pop.
I can do pop, but if you're going to listen to alternative rock, it better be rock.
Yeah, but I know nothing about pop. Like, everybody's saying, you don't know songs by Beyonce?
I don't know that.
Hey, you see with the paper, they do this once a year. You see this, Jack? This is
the voter.
Yeah, so
I registered at my new apartment address, and I've yet to get something in the mail. I did this about 3 weeks ago.
I got mine yesterday.
Okay, I need to check it this morning.
But did I go in there and find my name? Sure I did.
What's Greg Bedell doing in here?
I don't know.
How you doing?
I usually don't climb all the way back up the stairs unless it's something pretty urgent.
What'd you forget?
Urgent. Well, just before we wrapped up, we got a call from a listener about a wreck on 85 southbound under the Perry Hill
Bridge.
Right? Yeah, the overpass,
And it's already gotten as bad as you would expect it to be. So I would get off if you're southbound 85 and you haven't made it to Taylor Road, exit there. Nothing is moving. Right. That's it for me.
Thanks for the heads up.
So that's
in the words of Frau Blücher, I suggest you put on a tie.
Ovaltine.
Y'all have a good day. Thank you, Rich.
See you later.
News and Views begins in mere moments.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. One lawmaker is proposing a bill that would get rid of the state auditor's office. Senator Andrew Jones says the state already has a true auditing agency, and consolidating the responsibilities would save money. This bill did not get a committee vote Tuesday. It will be discussed at a later date. No arrests after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Tuesday. Police say that 25-year-old Mike Lowry was shot and killed in the 700 block of Sandra Street. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team is holding public meetings today. The goal is to get public input on the critical issues the transition team is tackling. The meeting is tonight at 5:30 at Montgomery City Hall. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today. 799-1284.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to.
How you, Dern?
Hey, Jack Campbell.
How's everybody, Dern?
I'm Dern, all right. So, Bernie Sanders won the New Hampshire primary last night.
Yeah. And if I heard the clip of him saying, what did he say that they've been playing all morning long? Something about, he didn't say I'm Trump's worst nightmare, but something like that. What did he say? Oh, he said it, and they just played it and played it and played it all night.
Taking on the billionaires?
No, it was something about, I don't know.
I want my tapioca.
No.
Don't step on my catheter. What is it?
I don't know what it was.
But anyway, Pete Buttigieg, he came in a close second, actually, and Amy Klobuchar had a good showing. But, you know, Jack, I'm watching this last night.
That's because the media's been touting them.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Well, to her credit, Klobuchar did a good job at that debate Friday night. But also, her name's not Biden. Her name's not Warren.
Right.
And a lot of people broke at the last second, either towards Buttigieg or Klobuchar. So that backs up that point that what was supposed to be the alternatives to Bernie, whether it was fat-free ranch progressive Liz Warren or the moderate Joe Biden, they're done. Biden in particular.
He sealed his own fate when he said Friday night, you know, I didn't do so well in Iowa, and I'm probably not going to do so well here. I mean, you're setting the stage for people saying, well, he doesn't even believe in his own campaign.
Right.
If I'm an undecided voter, that's the last thing I'm going to do is go vote for somebody who doesn't sound like his heart's in it.
Right.
And that's why I think the late deciders voted for Buttigieg or for Amy Klobuchar.
And Biden also comes across as this guy who had too much smoke blown up his butt when he was VP. He's always been full of himself, but it's never worked for him. It's worked for him becoming a senator. But every campaign he's run for president, he's failed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Barack Obama kind of picks him out of the trash heap because he's well-known in D.C. He's connected. He was buddy-buddy with a lot of people in the Senate.
Yeah, including some Republicans.
But he's always been a man a little too full of himself. And I say that with authority as somebody who should probably watch it, accusing anybody else of being too full of themselves.
Well,
so I think it doesn't come across well. Like, you go back and you look at these Joe Biden stump speeches, it doesn't inspire. It doesn't give you that fire in the belly. It doesn't even speak to your heart. You can say, I'm trying to restore the soul of the nation all you want, Joe. But if your big pitch is, I'm going to win. We're going to win. We're going to beat Trump. No, I don't think that's going to work for you at all. And, this was months ago, Jack. Of all people, Joe Rogan described Joe Biden as this. You know, the media describes Joe Rogan as misogynist, you know, racist, sexist, transphobic, all this stuff. Homophobic. They threw out every word at Joe Rogan. But Joe Rogan described Joe Biden as like you're about to go on a hike with a flashlight that's already flickering from a low battery, but you go on the hike anyway. That has been Joe Biden's campaign, and the light is about to go out in the middle of the hike, in the middle of the night. That mad dash to South Carolina last night, knowing he was going to lose, was just sad.
Well, people have lost these first primaries and have gone on to, you know, have some new life breathed into them. Let me tell you, all the Democrat establishment, they're going to be scurrying to help Joe Biden this coming Tuesday, because if he doesn't win it outright, he's done.
He's already losing black supporters, for instance. Like, that was his strong, strong base of support, especially in South Carolina and the Deep South. And now you have folks actually going to Bernie in the black community. They're going to Bernie. They're going to Michael Bloomberg, who's made a pretty good pitch, except for the stop and frisk thing from yesterday will be interesting to see how people react to that. But Biden's already losing support. I mean, it's in some of the folks in South Carolina, this is at least reported on the news last night, is that they feel like Joe Biden was taking South Carolina for granted.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's in a lose-lose right now situation. I think something you said the other day was very interesting, and I tend to agree with you.
Okay.
That be careful what you wish for in this campaign.
Oh, with Bernie.
With Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Because those people are sizzled up.
They remind me the most of what Trump was doing. Yeah, and the similarities are more than you'd think, folks. They're both kind of describing a rigged system against you, the working class people. They're both economic nationalists, but, I mean, they have some overlap in policy, but not really. Bernie's definitely more the socialist in his approach. Trump tends to respect, you know, markets and capitalism a little more.
Yeah.
He's not as free market as I would like. But, you know, I'm not going to make the perfect enemy of the good, but you're right. It's not just the policies. It's what I said Biden didn't have. Fire in the belly. Kind of inspiration. We're doing something here. We're having fun doing it, and we're a little pissed off at the same time.
How old is Bernie Sanders?
Ooh, late 70s, I think.
Yeah, I mean...
And he won't release his medical records.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little nervous about that. Well, I'm a little nervous about him anyway. I mean, about anything.
Right.
But his health is, you know, something that I worry about. Who's going to get on the ticket with him?
That Dan and I were trying to, you know, think this through yesterday on air. And it's very difficult. Like, you're gonna
because Klobuchar said, I have a problem with a socialist being nominated as our, you know, to head our party in November.
Right. Are you going to pick Liz Warren? Right. No.
They're too much alike. He needs someone younger.
Well, and that's a big story.
Which wouldn't be hard to find.
By the way, the Biden story, I think, Biden's collapse has overtaken the Elizabeth Warren collapse. My goodness. That was her state, New Hampshire. That was her media market right there. The Boston media
market. She came in third.
I think lower than that. She came in fourth.
Was Biden third?
Biden was fifth.
Hmm.
But it was Bernie.
Klobuchar was
Buttigieg
third.
Buttigieg Klobuchar, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that Biden fifth. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth. My goodness. 2729228. And, you know, I was watching the coverage on MSNBC.
Wow.
Just seeing the returns. Because occasionally I like to spy on the other side.
Yeah.
And they reminded me of something that we'll get to here in a second.
They were so excited about Bernie winning that.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to me, it seems that Fox News was jubilant, too.
Right, right.
I mean, I was like, what the hell?
Well, here's the thing. I believe that they couldn't help themselves. As I'm watching the return coverage, and I really do actually like the numbers guy they have over there at NBC, Steve Kornacki. I like that guy. I think he does a pretty good job. However, they couldn't help themselves, especially Rachel Maddow, talking about what did the president do wrong? Another constitutional norm he set on fire. And then he ate it and blew it out like a dragon. Like, this guy is an unrestrained tyrant. We should impeach him again. Well, I'll get to that. It actually set me off. We'll get to that. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
I called to tell you that Bernie's new mantra is this is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
That's exactly what it was. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. I heard
you're
that
welcome.
All
Thank
night
you,
long.
The beginning of the end of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Watch and see. He'll have banners up with that on it.
Yeah, everybody loves that quote. I bet Donald Trump loves it, too.
I think he loves everything about this. This is just more fodder for him.
Well, one of the headlines that you had up on the screen this morning was more likely that there's going to be a brokered convention on the Democrat side.
Also, if you actually look at the number of delegates won, to me this is all symbolic. And that plays some with voters coming up in Nevada and South Carolina and Super Tuesday. Plays some. But I think it's way too early to say, as like some of these headlines claim, the new frontrunners are Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. We'll see. I don't see any of them very strongly taking the cake anytime soon. So I think it is going to be a broker convention. I hope it is.
Well, if they do have a brokered convention, there's going to be a lot of people in that party that are going to feel disenfranchised because their nominee or who they thought was their nominee is not their nominee.
Oh, and we forgot to mention in New Hampshire what happened last night with President Trump. Talking about enthusiasm, I believe Trump broke the record for turnout. He beat the last four incumbent presidents in that state for turnout.
Yeah.
It's truly remarkable stuff.
Now, were the Democrat numbers down from 2016?
I need to double check.
I think they were. I think I heard that.
That's what I think, but we need to double check. I know for a fact Trump broke another record with turnout. I think Bill Weld was trying to run against him.
William Weld, the former Massachusetts governor.
The guy who came in and claimed to be a libertarian last cycle. My God, what a joke. Anyway, 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm all right, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Peace and blessings upon you, my friend.
You as well. Peace and blessings. You know, now that Amy, how do you pronounce it?
Klobuchar.
Klobuchar, yes. Well, you know, she came in on third, and then she kind of came in on the thing I saw in the news with what everybody's trying to say. You know, she says, hey, America, I can beat Donald Trump. She said, I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I can beat Donald Trump. And that's really what they're trying to, a lot of people have been asking, you know, which one of those Democrats can actually beat Donald Trump?
That's what most Democrats, I think, care about, is what a lot of the polls are showing.
Yeah. But, they say when most wars are fought, one of the first things they try to do is take out the communication. Now, I finally gave in and bought one of these flat-screen digital TVs. Mm-hmm. And I don't get Channel 12 on it at all. And now, sometimes, I don't even get Channel 8. And all I really watch on television is the news. So, you know, those are the only two stations that you get where you get news, you know, for the most part. If it's not on, if you don't have cable. I live in the heart of downtown Montgomery. I live within a 15-20 minute walk to City Hall, the county courthouse, the state capitol, the Alabama legislature, and the governor's mansion. You would think that I could get Channel 8 and Channel 12, no problems on this digital TV. And then sometimes if I can't get Channel 8 on the digital TV, I can get it on my, I still have one of the old traditional TVs with a converter box on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get Channel 12 on that one either at all. And I just think that's odd. You know, all this digital stuff was supposed to be better than what we had with traditional TV. I'm not sure that I can tell it yet. You know, when they turned off all the cable, they turned off everybody's traditional TV.
Mm-hmm.
And people who had cable didn't even know that it happened. But my aunt, who did have cable, she said she still knew that it happened because she had cable on some of her TVs, but she didn't have it on all of them. And the ones that she didn't have it on, she either had to go and buy a flat screen TV or get a digital converter box for it. So she knew that it happened, even though she had cable. And my brother and my sister-in-law, they weren't quite
John. You know, I'm very nice to you, and I actually do like you, but come on, man. Like, you've been going on now for 2.5 minutes about the same thing. We get it. If there's any solution, we'll look into it. And I know you've called about this before.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think it is? Why do you think that is?
I don't know how any of that digital stuff works.
It might be your TV and interference with the other buildings, but I can't spend 3-4 minutes being a help desk for your television. Sorry about that.
Listen, peace and blessings.
Same to you, John.
You too, John. 272-9228. Folks, this entire...
Is that trying your patience, Joey?
Yes, and I try to be very patient, even with John DeVoe, and talking about how his digital antenna isn't working for 4 minutes isn't exactly how I want to spend my morning. Love you, though, John. 272-9228, folks, this entire hour is brought to you by Damn Black Studios. And what do you know, Jack? We have the man himself.
He just meandered in here. I didn't even hear him. He was silent.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Glad to be here.
What's going on, Dan?
Just waiting for the sun to come back out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, likewise. I'm tired of this rain. I'd like to have some regular weather. Now, how's the studio? How's everything going over there?
Doing great. Doing great. Staying busy, thanks to you guys for putting out the good word for us.
Yeah, I like hearing that. So if people are stopping by, they're saying, hey, I'm a News and Views listener.
Absolutely.
Going for that 50% off?
Absolutely, yeah.
I saw a national ad about this very issue. I was watching, as I always do, the Investigation Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
And somebody, or it could have been on Fox News, because I flip back and forth, but there's a national company that's doing just what we're advertising for you.
You know what? Yeah, and what's so funny is I got into doing this kind of work probably about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, within the last 10 years, CVS, Costco, Walmart, et cetera, Amazon, they're all doing it now. Hmm. I mean, wouldn't you think those big companies would have something better to do than to try to put little guys out of business?
Right. I've heard the same stuff, Jack, like some of the podcasts I listen to, but a lot of it is like you got to box it up and ship it off.
Right, yeah.
Well, whereas with you, folks can come on by.
Exactly. But there's two companies. There's actually one company that operates under two different names, and they send you a box. You fill it up, send it back to them, and then they do the work, send it back to you, which is all fine and dandy. I'm sure they do a great job. But you run the risk of losing the material once you send it out.
Right. Yeah,
and
that's true.
So that's the thing. That's the advantage of us. You know, I mean, it comes to us, it stays in our building, and we do all the work, and then you come back and pick it up. It's just that easy. And we do the same work, same quality work. Maybe in some cases, we give personal service, which you can't get long distance.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, we work really hard. We've done a real hard, dedicated job to try to, you know, give good customer service with the customer.
Now, are there actually people that come in for a video transfer? And I assume most of it's VHS. Are there some people actually have Betamax?
You know what, Joey, about probably two or three times a year, somebody will call us and say, I've got a Betamax tape, and can you do anything with it? And actually, we can. We still have the old Betamax format. They're hard to get, and you know, the one we pet it every day just to make sure it's happy, you know. But yeah, VHS is still the predominant format that we transfer every day. But, you know, we do all the formats, the 8mm, the old Kodak movies.
Oh, you do 8mm?
We do the 8mm, the VHS-Cs, which are the little bitty VHSs that would go inside the little trap door and they would go into the machine.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, there's still a lot of people out there that have just... they haven't discovered that they have these old films or these old videos because we're all busy, right? Everybody's busy.
Right.
And when people move, they find these things. And so they think, well, maybe we should get these transferred, which is a good idea because the old video recordings will fade away eventually.
No, and that's why you got to preserve these things.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
bring into the digital features.
Yeah, that's
I would
right.
Say.
And we put them on DVD, and we put them on either a thumb drive or a portable hard drive for customers. That way, it's basically future proof once it's a digital file.
There you go. You can copy it to your heart's desire. Right. These sorts of things.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. There's one of the services that we've started offering here recently. People are buying new vehicles, of course, all the time. And there's no CD players in a lot of these newer vehicles.
Yeah, I know.
So what's happening is people are wanting to play their CDs. So what we're doing is we're taking their CDs and putting those on a thumb drive, and then they can plug the thumb drive into the dash of their automobile, and they can listen to their favorite music that way.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, save people the hassle having to rip those things themselves. Well, there are a lot of new computers that don't even do that anymore.
Well, that's true. That's true. And we have to format that USB according to the manufacturer, the automobile manufacturer, because we found out that some of the USBs will work on some vehicles and some they won't. So that's actually part of the services. We provide that formatting.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. You're teaching me something new that you do this morning. I like that a lot because I'll be perfectly honest, the sound system of my car just shorted out and I've not taken the time to. I usually just put earbuds in, whatever, but I've been looking to do a Bluetooth receiver in the stereo in the car, and I have a lot of CDs, so I need to come by and, like, hey, let's collect all this stuff.
Yeah, we can put them all on that USB for you.
Please don't judge my taste of music, though.
I wouldn't do that.
It's all over the map at this day.
Everybody has different taste in music, that's for sure.
It really is.
The 70s was probably the best. I'm going to argue with you a little bit. I'm sure your generation you think is the best, but I bet you would agree that the 70s was probably one of the best decades of music.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I actually tend to agree that late 60s into the 70s, and there's a little bit of the hangover into the 80s, but then it starts to get weird. Yeah. There's good stuff for
now,
many
Dan,
times.
You were an anchor on WSFA. How long ago?
A long time ago, actually, 1980 to 82.
You did the nightly news.
Well, Bob Howell was the main anchor.
Right.
I mean, when Bob was away on vacation or, you know, out sick or whatever, then I would fill in for him doing the 6 o'clock news. I did the noon report.
Right,
a bit,
right.
And the early morning cut-ins, what we used to call those. So, yeah, I really, really...
You and Charles Caton. I guess he was before you.
Charles Caton was a little ahead of me, yeah. But some really, really talented people have gone.
Norman Lumpkin.
Yeah, Norman was a wonderful friend of mine. He was a great guy, yeah.
Y'all had some real legends over there, I'll tell you.
I was going to bring up, I mentioned off-air to Rich Thomas, you were coming in this morning, and he said that you're the one who introduced him to the airways.
I did. I was doing the noon report at that time, and when Rich came in, yeah, it was my privilege to be able to get to introduce Rich from, he had been at the WHHY and made the transition over, yeah.
So. Now, I'm just sitting over here, Dan, saying, like, what? Who don't you know and what can't you do at your business? Like, it's just all over the place. I'm loving it.
Well, I appreciate that, Joey. We appreciate what you guys are doing here for us. And, you know, we'll remind their customers that through the end of the month, we've got that 50% off, which is great. It saves you a lot of money if you've got a lot of VHSs or any other format to transfer.
Yeah, take care of it, folks, because they're not just collecting dust. They really are deteriorating
right over
time. And always the sponsor of the first hour of News and Views here. The number is 279-6036, 279-6036. And folks, they don't have to call. They can just stop by.
That's right. Just stop by. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or just Google Dan Black Studios, and it'll pop right up, and you can get all the information you want or give us a call.
Fantastic. You know, I know you're busy. You really are. But if you ever want to, say, on the first hour, just come and sit in for the whole hour, and we'll talk about whatever comes to mind, whether it's music or politics, whatever you like to talk about.
Oh, I would love to do that. I would love to do that. Sure.
Yeah. I know you're a busy guy.
I appreciate it. Well, hey, you guys have the fun job. That's getting to be on the radio every day.
That's true. I need to be reminded.
We get to listen about digital televisions and don't
worry. Somebody just messaged me saying, I'll chip it a 9-volt to make sure his TV works.
Right. Yeah.
Well, John's a good guy.
Sometimes he uses us like Siri or like the help desk.
Public service announcements.
Dan's great seeing you, and thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Joey. It's great to see you guys, and look forward to seeing y'all again a little bit later.
Are we taking a commercial break?
We are.
I need to ask you something off air if I can.
More News and Views as we come back. And again, folks, Dan Black Studios and Dan Black bringing you the first hour of News and Views every morning, Monday through Friday. Be right back.
Trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. It's available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Thank you again to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios. Always good talking to him in person.
Yeah.
279-6036, not our number, that's the number for Dan Black Studios. Again, 50% off Valentine's special for all video transfers to digital format. Even Betamax, as you just heard the man himself say. Now, somebody just called up and said if John DeVoe maybe wants to fix his antenna, since that's where we're going this morning, people like to help, maybe try rescanning, because you reset the antenna that way. One guy messaged me saying, I'll chip in $5 and some 9-volt batteries to help John DeVoe get a roof-mounted antenna. He said, I recently moved my antenna from a shelf to outside, and it made all the difference. So we're trying to solve the antenna problem here. We're looking out for you, John. We don't always agree, but I like you all the same. 272-9228. We've got somebody on line one. News and Views, who's this?
This is Sam.
Hey, good Sam.
Listen, quick before Dan leaves. Ask him, I've got a 45 that I need to convert.
He's already left the studio.
Okay, I'm just cutting up, but I have a 45. I've got to get over there and get them put on a digital format. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before something happens to it, it's the good old classic. What happened in a nutshell with the antenna? David Woods, his channel 20, he cut power. Channel 12 cut power around town. Out here in the country, you know, we get channel 12 great because of the tall tower. But that's all it is. You got to have an external antenna. And I can't even pick. I'm on the farm. I can't even pick up channel 20 anymore. Signal got so low. But my father, you know, over the air, and that's the way it is.
Okay.
Y'all having a great show. I'll talk to you later.
Well, thank you, Sam. Appreciate your call. New poll out in the Alabama U.S. Senate race.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Of course you do.
What was that for? Of course I do.
Well, it's Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News, teamed up with some other folks, a couple of TV stations. And the poll, which was released today, shows Jeff Sessions at 31%, Tommy Tuberville at 29%, Bradley Byrne at 17%, Roy Moore, 5%. Other candidates, and I guess I would include Arnold Mooney, 2%. And undecided, 16%.
Mm.
Now, we're just like 3 weeks out. So, Bradley Byrne's got to gain a lot of ground.
I thought he would have been doing better than that.
Well, and he might with this. This probably was conducted before Trump made his little comment that Bradley leads you to believe that it's an endorsement. It's not, but I would do the same thing.
Sure.
So we'll see if he comes up any, but Tuberville is back on TV now. Anyway, it's pretty interesting.
Pretty interesting indeed.
Ask which candidate they would prefer in a runoff between Sessions and Tuberville. 49% chose Sessions, while 42% chose Tuberville. I just do not. There's some things I just cannot understand. One of them is how Jeff Sessions even has 31%. Are these Republicans crazy as hell? 31% of them are going to vote for him? And, oh, and another interesting piece of news, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is today endorsing Jeff Coleman, the truck weigher, has endorsed him for Congress. Do they not vet these people? Did Alpha not vet him? Did BCA not vet him? I know he was on their board. This guy, if you believe the U.S. attorney who took him to court, this guy, all this weighing trucks down, went all the way to the top, went all the way up to Jeff Coleman. And when he said there was no evidence of wrongdoing, that U.S. attorney, Nettles, said right. He was lying.
Right.
Now, I just don't know. And when people say, oh, he's a good family man, he's got, you know, pretty family and a sweet wife, great. That doesn't mean you're not a crook. You know, like I said, Al Capone probably had a great family, too. But, I mean, this guy frauded the government, if you believe the lawsuit and the articles that have come out. And it wasn't, I mean, it was systemic.
So why are the power players, the big mules, pushing?
They don't care if you're crooked or not. U.S. Chamber is not against illegal immigration because a lot of their members use these migrant workers. I mean, they are not all that conservative. Now, Club for Growth is.
Well, and maybe they see somebody they can work with, and I don't mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, I'm just outraged about it.
Well, we got to hit another break. Let's chew on that here.
It's a good thing because my aneurysm is kicking in.
Well, that's where that blood came from.
Yeah.
You're looking like Joe Biden when he started the. Is your eye okay? Yeah, it's fine. About to burst a vessel.
Well, it's because of Corn Pop.
Well, he was.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
He was. Very bad dude.
You're a lying dog faced pony soldier.
Be right back. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 561-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We are hooping it up this Valentine's Day. Our special is just $99 for beautiful gold hoops. Tell them about it.
They're an inch and a quarter, and they're super cute.
Super cute, an inch and a quarter. That's all you got to say?
Well, you can wear them every day.
And that's it? That's all you can say?
They're great. Everybody will love them.
Everybody will love them. At Marguerite's, you come see us this Valentine's Day. $99, 14-karat, white, yellow, rose gold hoops. Hoop it up.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's going to be a remarkable February day in that we could be close to 80 degrees this afternoon, which would tie the record from 1922. Spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm around later on. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight, especially after midnight. Some of those storms strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Risk of rain continues till about lunchtime on Thursday, and then temperatures will fall during the day to the 50s by afternoon. Overnight low Thursday night, 35. Friday is breezy, cool but dry, high in the mid-50s. Saturday is dry with a high around 60. Chance of showers returning on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Again, this hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 279-6036. 279-6036. 50% off. For all News and Views listeners, when you call that number, tell them you're a News and Views listener. 50% off all video transfers, digital format. Thank you to Dan Black, whole team over there, being a great sponsor of this hour. But this part of the show is also brought to you by
New Look Decorating Center at 6237 Atlanta Highway, where Atlanta Highway and Bell Road meet. If you're going toward Atlanta Highway on Bell Road, you would cross Bell Road, and there's New Look right there. Brian Carr, owner-operator, Brett Lanham, manager, paint specialist, enthusiasm extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he gets fired up. They got some great paints because they're Benjamin Moore. They're a Benjamin Moore authorized dealer. They specialize in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. They're your local choice to find inspiration and support.
Yes.
Because they have decorators on staff who will work with you to help you choose the colors that best suit your home. And believe me, I would have to use one of them because I don't have any taste. But they are, they're fun people to work with. And if you have a paint contractor, you can send him or her over there to get paints for the job. They work with a lot of paint contractors and they work with a lot of homeowners. They keep your records on file. So if you need to do a touch-up or you want to replicate that color, it fades after several years, and you don't remember the name of it, well, they've got it, and they will tell you exactly what that is, and they can hook you up once again. That's New Look Decorating Center, 6237 Atlanta Highway, or give them a call, 271-0007. That's New Look Decorating Center, and tell them that Joey and Jack sent you.
And I'll just add on to that, Jack. Long live paint.
Wow.
Remember that, folks. Long live paint. Let's go to the phones. Talk to William B.
Hey, good morning. How is everybody this morning?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got a question. I know this is the call-in show that you do this on. I've got an electric range. I believe it's a Whirlpool. One of the burners on the stovetop gets way too hot sometimes, and it burns my damn Spam.
Yeah.
What can I do about that?
Unplug it and dedicate it to charity.
Well, what am I supposed to do with all this burnt Spam?
You're supposed to eat it. That's how you cook Spam, William.
I don't like Spam.
Not particularly.
Jolie knows where that came from.
Oh man!
I just had to call and yank your chain a little bit, you know. And,
it's
and,
all good, man.
We appreciate it.
Somebody. Hey, Jack, how's Daphne, man?
I've not seen Daphne this year.
I thought you were her dad.
I walked out to my car the other night, and it was raining, and it was cold like it's been. And I thought, oh, God, I hope Daphne's not in my car. But I keep it locked now. Even if I just run in for a few minutes, I lock it. So, yeah.
I don't know why, but for some reason, that story just stuck with me, and that's funny.
And you're very impressive that you remembered her name.
There is a cashier at Walmart in Millbrook. Her name is Daphne. And I was telling her the story about that the other day. But that, yeah, that's I don't know why that stuck with me all this time, but it's just funny. And it's this weather. Yeah, this is Daphne weather, man.
Well, it scared the bejesus out of me when I opened my door and I saw this figure sitting there. I kind of look like George Bush when Al Gore got too close to him during that debate, and he kind of jumped back. That's what I did. So what in the hell are you doing in my truck? Oh, God.
Well, William B., good luck with all the burnt spam, and appreciate the call.
All right, man. Y'all be good.
You too. Be right back. Bud, Red Top, hold your positions. 272-9228 if you want to get in. More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a 1-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
84417.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer.
Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. The show
is Hired
I'm doing all right. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. True Booth and the whole team over there, experts when it comes to fine antique and estate jewelry. They are the fine antique and estate jewelry store here for Montgomery and the River Region, serving the community for over 40 years. Troop and the whole team at Heirloom Jewelers are trained at the Gemological Institute of America, very prestigious Gemological Institute of America. And really, folks, if you're looking for a great gift for Valentine's Day or any time, you know, one-of-a-kind, finely made antique jewelry pieces, whether rings, earrings, necklace, bracelet, watches, whatever you can think of, he'll have one-of-a-kind pieces there in the showroom at 6948 Vaughan Road. But also, you can sell Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth your jewelry. Call 260-0066 and make an appointment. Usually be in the morning. Troop will look over what you have to offer. They'll give you a valuation, and if you agree on the price, then boom, handshake is done right there. Give them your ID, get a purchase receipt. You get paid right then and there. Great stuff going on at Heirloom Jewelers with Troop Booth. He is an expert. It's why he cuts out the middleman and allows you to get great prices, not only for the jewelry you sell, but also the fine antique pieces you buy. Check him out today. Again, that number, Heirloom Jewelers, 260-0066, 260-0066. Visit them and see their showroom, what they have to offer. 6948 Vaughan Road. That's on Vaughan Road, just past Bell. When you're going east on Vaughan, it'll be right there on your right. Thank you again to Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth being great sponsors of the program. Let's very quickly go to Bud. Bud, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Bud, where are you?
I am in, well, I passed Fort Knox, Kentucky about 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
I still left all the goat out there, so everything's safe there, unfortunately. Got a question for you. Why didn't you ask the last guy with the burnt spam? What was his breakfast going to be? Was it going to be burnt spam eggs, burnt spam eggs and ham, burnt spam eggs, burnt spam eggs and ham?
Yeah,
we only old folks that used to watch Monty Python would know what the heck I'm even talking about.
I don't completely recall it as well as I should. I more remember Holy Grail, like, who are you so wise in the ways of science?
Yeah, that was one of their skits where basically 90.